Crusade Channel News. News you can trust because the truth can be trusted. From the Crusade Channel News Desk, here's Celeste Youngblood.
Good afternoon. I'm Celeste Youngblood coming to you from the Veritas Radio Network News Bureau with your headlines at this hour on this Wednesday, September 6th, 2017. A U.S. airbase in Afghanistan has been struck by a suicide bomber, and then I'll have your stock market report and saint of the day. We'll have your tropical weather updates, and a student at the University of Edinburgh is being investigated for Islamophobia after mocking ISIS on Facebook. Russia Times, via Tolo News, is reporting that the Bagram airbase in Afghanistan has been struck by a suicide bomber, with multiple injuries being reported. The detonation took place at one of the airbase's entrances and occurred mere hours after an apology was offered by a senior U.S. commander for a highly offensive leaflet that U.S. troops were distributing in the Parwan province. The offending pamphlet depicted part of the Taliban flag on a dog, which Islam considers to be an unclean animal. The Taliban, in response to the pamphlet, said that it is proof of America's hatred for Islam and demonstrates that American engagement in Afghanistan is, quote, a war between Islam and unbelief. And now it's time for your stock market report. Yesterday, the Dow Jones Industrial Average closed down 234 points and as of right now is up 55 points at 21,808. The Nasdaq yesterday closed down 60 points and as of right now is up a point at 6,377. The S&P 500 yesterday closed down 19 points and as of right now is up 4 points at 2,462. In the world markets, the Japanese Nikkei closed down 28 points and the Hong Kong Hang Seng closed down 127. The London FTSE 100 closed down 19 and the DAX in Germany closed up 92. Today's quote of the day comes from Jalaluddin Rumi. Raise your words, not voice. It is rain that grows flowers, not thunder. Coming up after the break in Lives of the Saints and Martyrs, we honor Saints Felix and Ogeber. You're listening to Crusade News.
Hey folks, have you ever heard the old adage, you need to wake up and smell the coffee? Well, it's true, and I'm here to ask you to make sure the coffee you wake up to and smell is the Crusade Channel's very own gourmet blend, Crusade Capuchin Dark Roast. Our coffee is custom roasted from the finest fair trade coffee beans and is bagged for us by the Heavenly Roast Coffee Company. Order your supply of Crusade Capuchin Dark Roast today by browsing to mikechurch.com/coffee. And don't forget the Crusade Channel coffee mugs. Place your order for delicious, gourmet Crusade Channel coffee today. Today at mikechurch.com/coffee or call 844-5-CRUSADE.
Saints Felix and Ogeber were Englishmen who lived in the 7th century. They were ransomed from slavery in France by Saint Gregory the Great, who trained them to become missionaries back in England. Felix was ordained to the priesthood and Ogeber to the diaconate, but before they could return to England as missionaries, they were martyred by the pagans in Champagne, France. Saints Felix and Ogeber, pray for us. And now it's time for your tropical weather update. Hurricane Irma is still churning along with its 185-mile-an-hour winds and is closing in on the Virgin Islands. The Category 5 hurricane is on course to affect the Virgin Islands and Puerto Rico today and into early Thursday, and later this week will affect parts of Hispaniola, the Bahamas, and Cuba. Here is the latest from Ari Sarsalari of the Weather Channel to discuss the potential for Hurricane Irma to affect the mainland United States.
With the storm moving toward the north of Puerto Rico and north of Hispaniola, at least the center of it, those areas are still going to be affected by the storm. It doesn't look like it's going to lose a tremendous amount of strength. Now, once we get to the southeastern United States, I know a lot of people are wondering where this storm is going to go. Keep in mind, the trend has been a little bit farther toward the east. I wouldn't be surprised to see the forecast cone move a little bit farther toward the east. There is a chance that it goes east of Florida now, but there also still is the chance of a direct landfall. It's too early to tell for sure. We've already started mandatory evacuations in the Keys and a lot more to come on this storm.
Time has reported that Tropical Storm Jose, which is expected to reach hurricane status by tonight, has already reached wind speeds of almost 60 miles an hour. The National Hurricane Center, in its latest advisory, said, quote, additional steady strengthening seems likely during the next few days, since Jose is expected to remain in favorable environmental condition. There is an almost 30% chance of Jose rapidly intensifying in the next 24 hours, and it is possible that it too could be a major hurricane within the next 72 hours. It is moving west at 13 miles per hour and is currently 1,200 miles east of the Lesser Antilles, so there are no coastal watches or warnings in effect for Jose at this time. Today has brought the news of yet another named storm, this one in the southwestern Gulf of Mexico. Tropical Storm Katia has maximum sustained winds of 45 miles per hour and as of right now is predicted to become a hurricane by Friday morning. Katia is projected to strike the eastern coast of Mexico before being downgraded to a tropical depression early Saturday. The Independent reports that 21-year-old Robbie Travers, a law student at the University of Edinburgh, is being investigated by the university for Islamophobia after comments he made on Facebook. His comments were regarding the massive ordnance air blast, or MOAB, that was dropped on a network of ISIS tunnels in Afghanistan last April. He said, quote, "Excellent news that the U.S. administration and Trump ordered an accurate strike on an ISIS network of tunnels in Afghanistan. I'm glad we could bring these barbarians a step closer to collecting their 72 virgins." The investigation commenced upon the complaint of Esme Alman, a second-year history student. Ms. Alman wrote in her complaint to the university, quote, "Not only do I believe this behavior to be in breach of the student code of conduct, but his decision to target the BME Liberation Group at the University of Edinburgh and how he has chosen to do so puts minority students at risk and in a state of panic and fear while attending the University of Edinburgh." Travers contends that at the root of Ms. Allman's complaint is revenge for his pointing out that she allegedly referred to black men specifically and then all men as, quote, "trash." A University of Edinburgh spokesman told The Times, quote, "We are committed to providing an environment in which all members of the university community treat each other with dignity and respect, and our code of student conduct sets out clear expectations of behavior." Okay. In this Celestial Musings, UPI reported on Perry Singh, a California man who had bought some Scratchers lottery tickets and drove around with them in his car's console, unscratched, for several weeks. When he finally got around to scratching off the tickets, he discovered that he had the winning $1 set for life ticket, worth $600,000. He said, quote, "I saw life on the first ticket I scratched off and thought, this can't be right." Unbelievable. But you know, all of us are walking around with winning lottery tickets all around us that we often don't recognize, in the people we meet and the circumstances we choose to handle with grace or without grace. If we play the tickets God hands us in life correctly, we too will be set for life, eternal life. Perry Singh said that he doesn't play the lottery often, but you and I, we're given new chances at winning every hour of every day. Don't go through your life oblivious to your chance at winning, in St. Paul's words, the prize for which God has called you heavenward in Christ Jesus. If you have a news tip, send it to news@veritasradionetwork.com. Stay tuned now for The True Money Show. Celeste Youngblood signing off for the Crusade Channel, serving you, serving truth.
You've just heard Crusade Channel News. Live on your News Talk and Saints leader, the Crusade Channel. And did you know that all newscasts are available as podcasts on CrusadeChannel.com and on our free app available in the Google Play and iTunes stores? Surprised?
If I woke up tomorrow with my head sewn to the carpet, I wouldn't be more surprised than I am right now.
Crusade Channel News. News you can trust. Because the truth can be trusted.